Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living. It's going to be a great time studying the Word of God together, and I know you will be blessed. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today I have my husband Jesse with me on the program,
yes.
And also Chrissy Cifuentes.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
and Apostle of Joy right
That's
here.
That's right. Hallelujah. And thank you for being here with us today. We're going to study the Word of God. We're going to have a great time.
I love it. I love getting together with you both. You've been traveling a lot. It's good to see you here in Studio C.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been traveling and working hard, working on a chain gang.
Yeah, always a song.
We've been working.
You always have a song.
I always got a song.
You got to be singing. You got to be joyful. But we've had a great time. People have been touched. Lives have been changed. And it's been awesome.
I'll tell you how much one of my pilots told me, he said, "Boss, we flew around the planet one whole time and a half."
Goodness.
All the way around and halfway around again. And we've done it in about, 3 weeks, I guess.
A little less than three weeks, I think.
Just running and rolling.
I just know that every time we came back and had to unload my suitcase and then reload it, when we came back this last time from California, I just put my suitcase away because I get to stay home for a season, at least till after Visionary Conference, which, by the way, is coming up.
It's coming up. We're so excited.
And on those trips, we left treasure. People saved here. People healed
Thank
here.
You, Jesus.
All the way around the planet. I said, "Let's go halfway around again." And we went halfway around again. What a blessing
of God.
It was so awesome.
Good. We love
it. Yeah, Visionary. That's it.
Yeah, Visionary is coming up pretty soon.
So exciting.
The dates are July the 10th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 11th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at JDM International Headquarters. Registration is free. You can go to JDM.org to let us know.
Is it?
It's free.
I love that. Registration is free.
Everyone will never charge you.
We don't tell, you know, and nothing wrong with people doing that. That's their business. But this ministry likes to live by faith. Mm-hmm. And we stand on the spoken word of God. And I'll say it immediately. And I've been saying it a lot, especially on our broadcast television. I've been preaching 49 years and we've never had a financial deficit.
Thank you, Lord.
You know why? I trust you. You trust me, and we both trust God. That's what it's all about.
I love that. And this ministry has a great vision to reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
Hallelujah.
But this Visionary Conference is not just about our vision. It's about inspiring others to go after their vision.
Yeah.
Isn't that right,
What
Jess?
It is about the vision for the body of Christ. And it's not really about ours, you know. And there's nothing wrong with talking about my vision. And I'm going to say something sounds arrogant. There's no other meeting out there going on like this.
No,
people can't wait to get to the door. I mean, it's jammed. It's because we deal about what God has told us to do so we can complete our destiny and reach our destination.
That's so great. And people are coming, boss.
Oh,
people are excited.
I mean, all over the world.
All over the world. They're writing in. I have a glorious story. This is someone who wrote and said, "God bless you and Kathy. I'm excited to meet you at this year's Visionary Conference. All glory to God." So they're on their way. They've
Amen.
Got everything ready. And just to have a time in the presence of God, like you've really never experienced at the Visionary Conference. You drive on the grounds and you can feel the tangible presence of the Lord. Walking in the sanctuary. The worship's amazing. You bring an anointed message each service.
Praise the Lord.
I'm excited, and I know you have to be here. Make your plans.
Well, you know, it's not about me. It's about you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And Matthew 24, I love that verse. He says, when this gospel is preached to the world for witness, and Kathy and Chrissy, he didn't say they have to receive it. They have to witness it. That's why we work so hard, me and Kathy, travel so much. The Bible said the end shall come. I want to get you to the end. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm not just saying it. It's not really my meeting. It's God's meeting. I just have to be the host for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And I know you already have your messages planned.
I tell you what, we're going to shuck the corn and ball the potatoes.
That's so good. That's so good.
That's a southern term.
That is a great term. But you also said, well, we're ready to do whatever the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Wants, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got messages and things, but I said, God, if you want to come down and just blow out the place,
that's right.
Blow it out, bless God, and we'll just do it. We just obey God. People say, someone said this day before yesterday, when we was in California, he said, I brought Jesse every year because I never know what he's going to do. Let me help all you people. Neither do I. So I go to that meeting to find out what God's going to do myself. Mm-hmm. You see, I prepare myself, but it's whatever he wants done. Let me say it again. It's annual visionary conference right here at the headquarters at JDM, July the 10th at 7 p.m., then Friday morning at 10 a.m., July the 11th, and 7 p.m., July the 11th. It's only 3 days. I mean, actually three services. And it's in New Orleans. The food's great. People come. They come a little early, and they go around New Orleans. They go to First Court. They eat. They enjoy themselves. And it's at JDM International Headquarters. Registration is free. You want to know more about it, go to JDM.org. We're about 6, 7, 8 miles from the New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. I mean, you just got to come. I'm telling you, you will be changed. I'm not just saying that to try to get. I'm telling you, you're going to understand your vision. And when you leave, you're going to, I mean, I've had people say that I'm pumped, boy. And then their vision begins to take
and
place.
And people will say, well, who is this for? Well, is it just for pastors or leaders? Well, it's for business people.
Yes.
You have, if you're a mother or a father, you have a vision for your family, maybe a business.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no limit. God always wants to impart vision and strength, and we need to have a vision. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish.
And you said about business. I've had so many business people come. Since I start coming to this vision conference and I apply these principles, my business is doubled and tripled.
Yes.
I'm telling you, ladies, I'm not just trying to blow smoke here. Yeah. We don't smoke. You understand what I'm saying? We burn.
We got the holy smoke.
Yeah.
The
holy smoke. We burn,
baby. Holy smokes.
It is just such a blessing of the Lord.
And many of them bring their whole staff with them.
I'm telling you.
And they leave changed and inspired. And in between the services, they have their little meetings and their vision gets expanded and grows. That's what happens at a vision.
It's a place of excellence. And when you walk away, you'll come out with an excellent spirit.
My
God.
So much.
And I love the fact that you said there's no registration. There's no finance required to come to the meeting.
Registration fee.
Registration fee. People, but we do receive an offering.
Yeah.
But it's a lot, you know, there's a lot that goes into planning these meetings, all the meetings that we do, all our traveling that we do.
Sure.
All the outreaches that we do, and all of it's made possible by our wonderful partners. So we so appreciate
partner. I'll give you an example of this. We just went around the planet 1.5 times. And jet fuel, I probably spent, at least $200,000 or more. Mm. Did I write you and ask you for it? Did I? No. And nothing wrong with that. Not a thing wrong with that. But, you know, we are people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And our wonderful, faithful financial partners, they say, boy, just do it. It reminds me of Jody when Jody was... she's going to be 54 this year. But when she was 3 or 4 or 5 years old, when she was 5 years old, and she said, go get them saved, Dad.
She's awesome.
That little girl.
Yeah,
but
so
she understood
good.
It was
really
a blessing
did.
Of the Lord. And I mean, that's what I said. We do receive it all. I want to let you know. And that's the only time that I actually talk about JDM Vision, because I've learned something, because I want you to know that when you give, where your money's going.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, you don't know. You know, you put it in place. You know, not at this ministry.
Right.
We let people know. We believe in information, you know.
That's right.
And it's such a blessing. So I hope you can make it. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. The worship, it's kicking, son.
Yeah. It is.
And people just love it.
Yeah.
It's hot in New Orleans, but we got air conditioning. So you ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, air is flowing here, and it's
Hallelujah.
So good. And bring your families, too. We have Visionary Kids available for the children, too. For all that information is on JDM.org so that your children can be ignited in their vision. So really, there's everything for everybody and so much fun, too.
Oh,
I mean, we know how to have fun here. We do New Orleans style. You have to come in person. You can watch online, but there's nothing like being here.
And when we started off with the dan-dan-dan, we use a lot of New Orleans flavor.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, when you go away on Saturday, or some people stay over for Sunday, you know.
I hope they do, because you're preaching on that
Sunday.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
At Covenant Church.
Don't forget.
But the meeting is July the 10th and 11th at Thursday and Friday, July 10th and 11th. And it's only 3 services, 7 p.m., 10 a.m. on Friday morning, and 7 p.m. But people, they just love it. You'll walk away. Your breath will smell like the fragrance of God, and probably a little Popeye's chicken, too. I don't know, whatever you're eating, you know, and it will be a blessing of the Lord.
I love that. You know, and again, I always like to say it's brought to, really, everything we do is because of our partners. So I want to thank you again.
Yeah.
And if you're not a partner, you can become a partner. Just go to JDM.org. All that information is on the screen. We just love the fact that we all are doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may be planning the meeting, you'll be preaching, but
Amen.
It's a team effort, and it's Team JDM, basically,
yes.
global, that helps us do everything we do. If you're not a partner, you can go to JDM.org.
Amen.
PayPal, text to give, or use the JDM app, select giving, or you can mail in your donation. And you know, there's also something that happens happens all the time. A lot of people may not be aware, but if you give, you can select to receive our free partner gift every month that's chosen just for you. And it's a message by Jesse. In fact, we always do like a little excerpt of that message in our magazine. And this month's magazine, which is the June magazine, has an excerpt of that article. And I wanted us to study about this today. It's a sermon, Jesse, that you preached a while back, and we've chosen it for the partner offer. And we've given a little synopsis of it. There's so much more we could talk about, but the title of it is The Cure for Trouble. Mm-hmm. And it is in this magazine, which you can download digitally. The magazine's so available at jdm.org for, just to go there and just enjoy it. All the issues are there.
And you know
what?
It's
also on the app, which is what I'm looking at right now. The article from the app, from the magazine is on the app as well.
You know where the cure is? It's called The Cure for Trouble. It's in the let.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let not.
That's a good thing. Let not.
It's in the let.
Yeah, the scripture is John. So good. The text is John 14:1, where Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Now, why do you let your heart be troubled? Most of the time, it's done by fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. See, people say, but Jesse, you don't struggle with nothing. No, because I have the answer to trouble. It's in the let.
I love that. And see, that's new. I don't think you said that even in the sermon.
Yeah. No.
The Holy Ghost is so fresh.
I wait for the glorious the thing. Give them some new things.
I just let not.
A lot of time, if we go to get mad at each other about something, we don't get mad hardly, not much, you know, but we stop it.
Yeah.
Because it's in the let.
Right.
I don't
let
you get mad at me.
And you have to not let your tongue rattle and say whatever it wants to say. In fact, that's what you said in this article. It says, when Jesus said the command, let not your heart be troubled, he wasn't asking the disciples or us to try to avoid being fearful or anxious. Yep. He was letting us know right then and there that we have a choice.
Yeah.
You see, we have a complete control over how we respond to the burdens of life. And Jesus tells us how. How? Faith in God. Faith in Him.
You're using my words.
Well, this is your sermon.
So you see,
we just want to stoke the fire here and get
what else you got new?
Yeah, other than the let. Yeah. I know there's a whole lot more. Let it go.
You know, look, trouble in life comes. We know that. We don't deny that. We just don't let it affect us. And let me tell you how. Let not your heart be troubled. Watch this. You believe in God? Most people do. Yep. Watch what Jesus said. They believe also in me.
Yes.
Now, when you believe also in him, then the next verse kicks in. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yes.
Not trailers. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with trailers. Glory. I ain't got no problem with a trailer. I've lived in trailers. Don't misunderstand. He said, so when you understand, you know, let me just say this. People say, I have never seen you sick. Well, I didn't have time. I did not let sickness come to, not that it didn't come. It tried to get on me, you know. I could kind of feel it going, scratching and all that. I said, no. You got to understand, Jesus took my infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
And he bore my sickness. Now, when am I going to believe the word of God?
Come on.
And by his stripes, I'm healed. So you're touching a striped, healed shoulder, buddy. You understand?
Amen.
So I take your infirmity and you go get sick, Satan.
Yes.
Now, you think about that, see? That's what I mean by it's in the let. You see, and when you understand that, I don't let it happen. People say, well, in the financial realm, well, you know, things are getting rough, you know. I don't let inflation bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let any of that stuff go on.
Right.
I have many opportunities to fail. I just don't take it. Why? It's in the let. Let not, you like it,
I love that.
So when you understand that, what I'm talking about, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe. St. John 14 is powerful.
Yes, it is.
And St. John 14:12, 13, and 14 is even more powerful. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he will do greater works than I do because I go to my Father. Then he says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. Wow, that's big. Whatsoever. What does whatsoever mean to you? Then he says, ask anything. Well, how do you know that can happen? It's in the let.
I let it happen.
Oh, man. I let God bless me. I let God keep me happy. I let God keep me full of joy.
Mm-hmm.
In every which way, shape, or form.
It
doesn't make no difference. Listen to me. I'm telling you. And that's what I talk about in these visionary conferences. Mm-hmm. Listen, the answer is older than the problem.
I love it. I'm learning right now.
It's in the let.
Yes, see, it's in the let. And people are embracing this message.
Amen.
They're writing about it. I have a great, glorious story someone who wrote about the partner offer for the cure for trouble. She says, I look at your joy as the exercise of what Jesus said. Jesus knew that the religious folks would mistreat and hate him. He certainly knew that he was about to lay down his life for people who, for the most part, would hate him for what he came here to do. However, he didn't let or allow his heart to be troubled. So you just keep on keeping on. Brother Jesse, your joy is inspiring to those who desire to do the works, because that joy is a part of being Christ-like. It's the property of Jesus. Thank you for always delivering the word with that joy.
Well, you know,
this is beautiful.
I love that. You got to understand something.
Great, yes,
make
it
this
is
simple, you know, because it's in the let, like I say, you know.
Yeah.
People say, boy, Brother Jesse, people hate you, you know, because I'm a prosperous man. I said, this blows people when I say to God, and Chris, I say, nobody hates me. You don't hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may speak evil of me, you may say, but you don't hate me. You don't even know me. What you hate is what I represent. Jesus said they'll hate you because they hated me.
Mm-hmm.
And I represent Christ,
good,
the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. You know?
Wow.
The hope of glory. I mean, that's what he said. So, and Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. Jesus said that. Then what, Ephesians 5, verse 1, God said, be you therefore imitators of God as dear children, not as dear adults.
Mm-hmm.
We're not God's adults. Yes, we grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. But, you know, with God's children,
that's right,
children are born believers. I love to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Until you teach them the doubt. So one thing I can say about you, when you were raising Jody, and Jody's not a full-grown woman, you didn't teach her to doubt.
No.
We didn't say that, man. And man, Jody would say, man, Dad, we can do it. And Jody, even till today, will tell me, boy, Dad, you got an inside straight to God. You know,
yeah,
let's get this thing done. You know, and I said, okay. And it's all about that, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't let that happen.
Yeah.
And same thing with age. I love my age. Are you growing older? You know I am. But I'm not growing old. I still do my exercise. I still do whatever, you know. We've been married 55 years, me and Kathy.
Say that with a smile.
I said it. I thought I did.
55
years. A double nickel, like I said. Now, you know what? We could have let a divorce take place, because the first 5 years, mm-hmm, Kathy said, was hell, right?
It was 5 years before you got born again.
It was 2 years
before that. Yeah.
But why she let not hell take her over?
I refuse to stay there.
That's my point.
See, I put you in the crosshairs.
She started believing for me to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about. You see, this is so simple.
You know, this is what brings, I want to point out a part of the article that,
okay,
and you say this quite often, people often say Brother Jesse never seems to have problems where they're living in a dream world. It says, the devil tries to attack me ferociously, but it's like water off a duck's back.
That's true.
That's what you've just been saying. Because when trouble tries to rise its ugly head in my life, I just do like Jesus commanded, let not.
It's in the let, man.
And then you say, is it easy? No, but I just remind myself that my faith is equal to any emergency that life may bring.
That's true.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I love
faith is equal to any emergency that may come against your life.
And let me talk about that hate stuff. You can't hate me more than I can love you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may make you mad what I just said, but I'm telling you, Jesus said, love your enemies. Now, do I like it? No. But it's a commandment from God, not a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, we take the word of God not by suggestive ways, by obedience ways.
That's so good.
And it's just such a blessing.
And that brings me to this part in this article also. It says, like I said, my life is not trouble-free, but I have a responsible spirit.
I do.
I love when you say that.
Oh, yeah. And I choose to not let my heart be troubled.
Yeah, there are a lot of ministers have a lot of ministers have irresponsible spirits.
Yeah.
And you, especially with you girls,
mm-hmm,
I hate to say this, man, and I don't like y'all because y'all got talent. You got talent. Mm-hmm. You can preach. Well, women should be silent in the church. Come here. Women have never been silent in their lives. You understand that? That's not a shot.
Right. That,
it's a blessing because if women wouldn't be talking, mm-hmm, your husband, Luis, wouldn't know what to do if you didn't tell him.
Well, that was just a problem. We all know that was a problem in that church.
Yeah.
in that same book of Corinthians, yeah. Paul was telling them that when the women pray in church, put your, a covering on your head, which was another tradition of that
uh-huh,
day.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So if they could pray in the church, they could. They were speaking. They weren't
yeah,
silent.
That's right.
So you have to rightly divide the word of God. A lot of people pull things out of context. Jesus came and set women free.
He
empowered
yes, he
women, and he even gave the great greatest proclamation the world's ever heard, go tell them I'm alive to a woman. And
well, you
so,
know, like I've been saying this in the meeting, and you've been with
be
me.
Silent,
Kathy
Satan,
gets stirred
so
up when
up,
I talk about
that
women should be silent in the church.
Go tell the devil to shut up, but yeah. we're not shutting up.
That's right. I'm not shutting up.
Well, let me
I got a lot to say.
Let me tell you about women being silent in the church. Well, you know, women can't preach, or they can't pastor. Let me help you. You know, and I've said this many times. You've probably heard me say it. I personally believe that the greatest woman God ever created, now this is my opinion, was his mama, Mary. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, 15-year-old girl,
yeah.
you get pregnant,
what
and that
an
day, they kill
woman.
You.
It is true.
They kill you, stone you. Even Joseph thought about it, and that angel had to stop him. Now watch this. She carried the word. Jesus was, in the beginning was the word, word was God, word was God, that's St. John 1, verse 1. Mm-hmm. She carried the word in her womb. You mean to tell me she carried God? Yeah, she carried the word in her womb. Now, if she can carry the word in her womb, she can't speak the word? You got it. You done lost your ever-loving mind. She can carry the word but not speak the word. I'll just say it like my good friend says, yo mama, she can speak the word.
She you was the greatest mama,
you
too.
You ought to hear Chrissy preach the God,
oh,
gospel.
Man.
You ought to hear Kathy preach. Let me tell you something. They're not only speaking it, they're carrying it.
Amen. Thank you. Yes.
Now, you
and
see,
we're communicating it to the next generation,
you better
our
know
children,
it.
In a way that others
yeah,
can't. You're
going
right. to communicate to little Sophia
yeah,
the love of
right.
Jesus in a way that no one else can.
That's right.
And so the same way we speak in our homes, we can speak in a congregation as the Holy Spirit leads. The Holy Spirit fell
right.
on the day of Pentecost on men and women. 120 of them were yeah. gathered in that upper room, and they spoke and declared in another language
that's
the
right.
wonderful works of God.
Oh,
and 3,000 people were born again
amen.
That day.
Yes.
And when you understand.
And that was a fulfillment of a prophecy
yeah.
from Joel, how your daughters and your sons will prophesy.
Well, you know, I know what Paul said about women in the church. I know all that. I mean, every theologian or any minister knows that. But you got to take this within context. You see what I'm saying? Because most of Paul's ministry in different places he went to were controlled by women. Held by women.
And the greatest theological document many will say ever written by Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit was the book of Romans, and he entrusted it to Phoebe to carry to the church at
true.
Rome, who was, she was a leader in the church.
So she
a speaker
can carry
in the
it, but
church.
Can't speak it?
She physically carried yeah. that word, which was doctrine, but doctrines that we all need.
Amen.
About the righteousness of Christ, how we're not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation.
I got a little thought. Maybe you went and hear a woman preach, and all of a sudden she said something. Of course, everybody said, that woman shouldn't be preached. But she said something in the word that set you free.
That's right.
You didn't get it from a man, did you? No, this woman was ministering.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, and it connected with you. And you know why? Because she can.
Mm-hmm.
And she listened to the voice of the Lord.
Wow.
So get away from the egotistical junk that's all out there and all that kind of stuff. And quit thinking of a woman as some sexual object to be conquered when God created the first woman.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't name her Eve. He named her Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adam named her Eve. You want scripture? He created male and female, created he them, not him, them, not him, and called them, not him.
Yeah.
Adam.
Come on.
Right.
This
that's
is
so
great.
Good. And he said that her seed would bruise Satan's head.
Ooh.
And her seed became what Mary said, which was the seed of the word of God. Let it be unto me, even as you have said.
You talk about
it.
Faith,
so then let it.
Let
yeah,
it.
It.
Ooh, I'm getting all
it's
stirred up. And I just feel led to share to a lady who's watching, a man or a woman, that you feel like you have a calling to preach the
sure.
word of God, or people are tearing you down saying you can't do that. No, don't let them do that to you. Don't mm-hmm. let the enemy take you off your course. If you have a vision to share the gospel with your family, with the church, whoever the Lord puts in your path, you do what he said. You
amen.
Obey Christ and walk in that calling.
And you're not silent. You sing in the church.
Oh, I sing.
Which is the same songs we sing are the gospel.
That's right. That's it's the word.
And she also preaches in the church.
And then there are women who get up and give a testimony or their own.
But she preached in the church. Silent.
Yes, she preached on a Wednesday night.
Yay, thank you.
Let me tell you something,
Chrissy. Thank you so much.
Chrissy can sing the chrome off of Bumba.
Oh, thank you, boss. Look at that one. I'm giving the fist bump.
I mean, but you ought to hear her preach.
Wow, thank you.
Kathy's had her preach on Wednesdays, and people just come out of it. You see, that's why I know they can't, because people's spirits is elevated. See, they didn't let not. They let the word of God come. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to trouble, let not. It's in the let. So it works on both sides of the coin.
True. Yeah.
So let it come in and don't let it. Let it come in what's supposed to come in and don't let what's not supposed to come in. Don't let it get there. It will bless you and minister to you.
That's the cure for trouble.
It's the cure for trouble.
Don't let it.
Don't let it do it.
Send the let.
That's right.
You have something, Chris?
Yes, yes, I have this portion of the article that I really wanted to share because it applies to what's going on today. Okay. And you even wrote about it in here. It says, you may say, but look at the Middle East, Brother Jesse. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Look at the environment and the natural disasters. Jesus says, let your heart not be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. But look at the people, Brother Jesse. Right is called wrong, and wrong is called right. Jesus says, let your heart not be troubled.
Well, let me tell you something about the Middle East since you brought that up. You know what's causing that trouble? Religion. Religion. I hate you, you hate me. People have been fighting over religion for millenniums. Think about that. See what I'm saying? And let me tell you why I'm not struggling with it or worried about some missile hitting us. The Bible said the government will be on his shoulders. Mm. Now, when are we going to believe what the Word of God says? Well, that's only during the millennial came. No, it's not. Man, I walk with God every day. You understand what I'm saying? Christ in me, not on me, not around me, in me, the hope of glory.
So good.
I carry the Word of God. I don't have a womb, but I carry the Word of God in my heart.
That's right.
Just like Mary carried the Word of God in her womb. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I don't deny what's happening over there. You see, there's one, Iran wants to kill Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to stand up for what's right. We've had wars, rumors of wars. I heard this yesterday. Well, this super volcano is waking up, and it can wipe out everything. Probably could, or something like that. I am not concerned about that. I don't deny. I deny it's right to affect me. How? Let not. End of let. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I could preach and make a sermon out of this.
Well, you did.
I just did. You know, the cure for
you can get it in a DVD form, right?
Yes, you can.
But this article is an excerpt of that. We're just touching the surface top of it to get you hungry for more, because it is so important to get the Word of God in your heart.
Right. And this visionary conference will help you to attain that and get those things. Look, I mean it spiritually, physically, and financially.
Yes.
Why are you limiting God? Can I say one thing real quick? And if you don't mind, you got your thing. People say, people chew on you about prosperity. Let me tell you why I'm not moved. Scripture, Kathy, go to Psalms 30, verse 6. I'm going to read you what God said in the book of Psalms. Why I don't struggle if you're mad at me because I own a plane or I have a beautiful home or whatever, you know. Or you're mad at me because I got a beautiful wife and I got some beautiful friends. Why? Let me help you. Read Psalms 30, verse 6.
It says, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved.
I am not moving. I refuse to move because God gave this to me.
Yes.
Do you understand? And God wants to give it to you.
That's right.
Now, let me tell you something. How you get God to bless you in the city, in the field, going in, going out, is through seed. That's how harvest comes. If there was another way, I'd have found it. There's not. You are here today because of your mother, father sowing seed.
Yes.
My mother and father sowing seed. Your mom and dad sowing seed. And we're doing this program today because she came in seed form. She came in seed form. I came in seed form. And what we got now is harvest, harvest, harvest. That's why we're doing this glorious thing. I want you to come to this visionary conference if you can. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's going to be online, and that's good, but the corporate anointing is so much stronger than the singular anointing at the house. It's Thursday, July the 10th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 11th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Where at? At JDM International Headquarters. It's in Destrehan, a suburb of New Orleans. It's about 6 to 8 miles from the airport. Registration is absolutely free. And you want to know more about it, go to JDM.org. And while you're at JDM.org, if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. Mm-hmm. Nothing too small and nothing too big. Let me help you. You don't want to do it? Don't do it. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to be mad at you. You know, I don't get mad. I let not. You're not going to trouble. You're not going to trouble me. They can try to trouble me, You can do what you, give it your best shot, because it's not working.
Come on.
And it won't work. Why? Greater is he who is in me. Where's he at? Right here. Mm-hmm. Where's he at? Right here. Where's right. he? Then he, this devil out there, that's in the world.
That's so
So
good.
Let's pray for Israel. Yeah. But I'm going to say something you ain't going to like. You need to pray for Iran, too.
Yeah, of course.
So let me tell you, you get them people saved, this junk stops.
There. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It literally stops. Mm-hmm. All crime would stop like that. Because you let God in and you throw the devil out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Am I preaching?
I love that.
I guess really I went over time, huh?
Well, that's okay. You always do when you come.
We enjoy it.
But we let it. We let it happen.
Let it be.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But, you know, I believe there are people that have been watching today, Jesse, that maybe have had some trouble in their life. Everybody encounters trouble. Jesus said that in the scriptures. It was John 16:33. He says, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. Mm-hmm. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That's the key right there. There is a cure for trouble, and it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, when you turn to Him and in His Word, He will give you the strength that you need to help you to understand that we have a decision. We have a choice in life.
Amen.
We can let not our hearts be troubled. We can let our faith rise up. We can let ourselves
or let
focus
our hearts
on,
be happy.
Let our hearts be happy. Let our hearts be filled with faith. Faith-filled words. It's in the let.
It's in the let.
I'll say this and then this is Kathy's program.
We're just about
a man came to the church and he was very, very disturbed. And very seldom I get a chance to talk to people. I'm traveling constantly all the time. But I was walking, and he said, "Brother Jesse, could I speak a word to you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I have stage 4 cancer." And he looked it. You know what I mean? You know, pale, drawn, losing weight. I said, "Stage 4. He said, "Yes." Which means you're going to die. That's what they said. I said, "Well, you're in a place that we can back up stage 4, and we're not going to back it up to stage 3. And we're not going to back it up to stage 2. And we're not going to back it up to stage 1. We're not going to even back it up to stage 0. We're going to kill it where it's at." Mm-hmm. Because see, and he just looked at, and I could see hope and faith rising. I said, "We're going to pray for you." And I said, "Mark my words, brother." And I looked him straight in the face, like I'm looking at you. And I said, "Do you believe me?" He says, "Yes." I didn't give him a choice not to believe.
Wow. Yes.
Now, I could have said, "Man, you could see it." I mean, you know, no. Well, I just prayed a very simple prayer. I let the Holy Spirit beat up his cancer cells.
Yeah.
It came back completely cancer free. About 2 or 3 months later, free. Now, watch this. Felt led the Lord to say this. Watch doctors. Because they go by what they see. I'm not against doctors. And they'll say this, you know, could come back. Mm-hmm. Could come back. Let me tell you something about the power of let. It destroys it so much, it'll never come back. But you better believe it.
Yeah, stand firm.
You stand firm. Having done all the stand therefore. Or therefore stand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you want to live, death and life's in the power of your tongue.
Yes.
Which one are you going to choose? It's just that simple. I didn't mean to take all this time.
No, that's so good.
But that's what I mean. That's that cure for trouble.
When you hear a bad report, what did Jesus tell Jairus, the daughter had died?
Yeah.
He says, "Fear not, only believe."
Yeah.
And that's the cure for care. Fear not, only believe.
Jesus wasn't denying that she did.
No.
Wasn't denying she's sick.
In fact, he kicked it when he went to the room. He got the unbelief out the room.
Out completely.
Wow.
And said, "But that's Jesus." Whoa. "Go do the works that I do, and greater than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." That's St. John 14:12. That's what he said.
Amen.
Well, has everybody you ever prayed for been healed? No. Well, because of their lack of faith or my lack of faith? I can't answer that. I don't know that. See, I wish I could, but I know one thing I was believing, and if two of us agree, but I'm not going to blame it on her. Well, the reason why they died is because they didn't believe. That's a judgment, and the Bible says judge
that's
not.
That's good.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But I made up my mind. Having done all the stand,
that's
I'm going to stand.
Yeah,
and now you do what you want to do.
Great words.
But if you use the let.
Use the let.
The let will set you
That's
free.
Right. And let us pray for you. We yes. have a 24/7 prayer team, warriors that are ready to stand with you in agreement to see your miracle. So what you can do is you can contact us at partnercare@jdm.org and we can pray with you over email. You can go on our website and comment through there, or you can comment below. We have a team that's ready to pray with you even on social media and lead you to the right place to get those
Praise
answers
the
from
Lord.
The word that you need.
Chrissy, why don't we pray for them now? Yeah. You go ahead and lead that prayer.
All right. Thank
now
you,
listen,
Jesus.
Chrissy knows how to pray. You understand what I'm saying? She knows how to do this.
Yes.
Listen as she prays and watch God get a miracle to you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this program, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to study your word in spirit
Father.
And in truth. Lord God, those who are watching, who have trouble in their lives, Lord God, they're faced with circumstances that they feel that they can't overcome. Well, you have overcome the world, Jesus.
Yes.
So right now we speak joy into their life.
Oh,
we speak healing. We speak restoration. We speak financial just breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, their visions that they feel are dead, Lord, let it come alive in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And that belief will be stirred up within them. There'll be no doubt, and they will come to you with childlike faith, boldly to the throne of grace. And we expect results, and we can't wait to hear the miraculous testimonies and read them again on this glorious living program. We love you, Jesus, and we pray it in your name. In the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer. Amen and amen.
Now, Kathy, you pray some too.
Father, we're so thankful for all those that are watching along with us today.
Yes.
Lord, all those that will see this program in the future, Lord, I thank you that you've destined them and ordered them to come and hear these words that have lift them out of the trouble of life because they have a choice to let not their heart be troubled and let their heart be filled with words of faith, words from the Word of God that will lift them out of the pit of life and lift them up into the seat to be seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for your healing power that's flowing right now from this program. Lord, that's touching lives, that's changing them. Lord, I thank you for visions that are being ignited, those that you're drawing to yourself. Lord, I thank you that you're revealing your strength and your power to them even now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Now, let me say my part. Look at me. Everybody, look at me. I agree with these two women.
Amen.
Thank you,
two
Lord.
Two of us agree. That's two. I'm three. God's four. And you five.
That's right.
Amen.
It's done.
It's done.
Let
Hallelujah.
It. Let it be
Hallelujah.
Done.
That's
so
right.
good.
The let is working.
That's so good.
The power of let. That's so good. Man, I'm excited.
I love that. That's going to grow. That's got, like I say, that has legs. It's
it's running.
It's running
Anyway,
fast.
Thanks for letting me come on your glorious program.
Anytime, you know, we'd love to try to get you in here as often as we can. I know you have a full schedule. I'm with you a lot of the time, but not always. You go places. I stay home, but we're thankful that you took the time to be here.
Tell them what we did on a Sunday. It was amazing. Kathy was invited to preach at a church. We were both in California in two different cities. She was preaching Sunday morning in one city.
In Placentia.
And watch it. I dropped her off, and then I flew to Bakersfield, California, and I preached there. Then I flew back from Bakersfield back to where Kathy was, and I preached that night. Now, the only way you can do that is with a plane. It's just the only way you can do it. But people were ministered to and touched in both places.
Born
it was
again.
Fun.
That's so
it was
true.
Historic to do That's, that.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great to see that. And here also at the church, George Gomez was preaching at a Covenant Church.
Oh, yeah.
And we posted all three of those messages on that Sunday on our social media site, Facebook, YouTube. You could have watched it. Go back and look at them now. But the messages were coming out from Jesse DePlantis Ministries while we were on the road as well as here at the church. And then so much content goes out every single day.
Nonstop. We are working for Jesus, getting it done.
And we got such good ministers at Covenant Church that, you know, Ron Fortune, George Gomez,
Chrissy
Fuentes.
Here I am.
I'm telling you, man.
And our precious worship leader, Renee Miller, leads us in worship every Sunday. And
no, if you
all
don't have,
our workers and leaders of the church, we
I'm
so
appreciate
you,
them. I'm telling you, if you live in the New Orleans area and you don't have a good church, I'm telling you.
Beautiful
These girls,
church.
They'll shuck the corn, boy. I mean, they will do it. Yeah. And it will get done.
Amen.
I'm taking too much time.
Thank you, Jesse, for being here. Thank you again, Chrissy, for always being here on the program. And thank you so much for joining us today here right here on Glorious Living in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you next week right here. And you have a fabulous week. And begin, remember, make those plans. Be here at the Visionary Conference. You will not be disappointed. God bless you.